Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A lot of on-field, course, playing surface sports to be discussed. And then there's the off-court, off-sports, in-the-courtroom type stuff that we do have to deal with. And it was pretty big this week with the parole hearing for O.J. Simpson, who is free. He's a free man again. After spending 9 years in a Nevada prison, grabbed a lot of headlines, a lot of attention. We know how big it was when O.J. was up on the murder charges. This was lesser, but it cost the man 9 years in his life. Could have cost him a heck of a lot more. We'll find out some of the details as to why he's now a free man again with our next guest. She is a host and analyst for the Law News Network. Amy Dash joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, Amy?
I'm very good, Jody. How are you?
Good. In the work that you do, how much is sports related? I started the show today going with the fact that I don't like the fact that we have to talk about the police blotter from time to time. I'd just rather stick to the X's and O's of sports, but the world is no longer that. How much do you have to delve into sports-type issues?
Oh, it's so funny because I was talking to a producer the other day after I had appeared on the show to talk OJ, and I said, you know what? I'll speak to you next time an athlete gets into trouble with the law, so I guess we'll be talking in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Shot on goal,
I mean,
score.
There's been so much. I've been covering this for years, and you know, there are so many cases with athletes getting into trouble, but also defending their rights, like we saw with Aaron Andrews and Hulk Hogan. So it happens all the time.
Fair enough. Before we get to OJ, spin-off question on that. Is it a higher percent? I know there are probably studies and surveys to answer this question, but they'd be so far-reaching and so difficult to focus in on. But it, just in your general feel, sports individuals in more legal trouble, average less illegal trouble. We know that they're, it's a very lucrative field to be in. If you're a player, you're making a lot of money and the like, but sometimes that lends itself to problems. How does sports and the legal issues they have to deal with compare to the rest of the world?
Well, it's hard to say because obviously sports people are celebrities of a sort. So obviously any time there's more scrutiny and any time there's any type of legal issue, no matter how small or big, it's going to garner a lot more attention. So I think that's really the factor there. And also the fans care because, like we saw with Tom Brady with the whole Deflategate,
sure,
if an athlete is affected and they're in trouble with the law or there's a legal issue that has to deal to do with them being on the sidelines, well, then it affects the whole game. So the fans are very interested in paying attention to how those things sort themselves out so that their players can get back in the game.
All right, let's get OJ specific. When he was found guilty of what he was found guilty of in Nevada, he got a 9-to-33-year sentence. He was due for parole at this time, went in front of the parole board, and was able to convince them, tell his tale, and get them to take the low end of his sentencing. That seems kind of weird to me, a 9-to-33-year penalty. Is that standard operating procedure for the state of Nevada, for the crimes he committed? It just, and I don't do what you do. You do it every single day, so you know this better than me.
Yeah.
But that just seemed like a weird spread. Why was it?
Okay, well, first of all, it fit within the sentencing guidelines for the crimes that he was charged with. That being said, the Nevada system is very different from everywhere else because there are casinos in Nevada. There are a lot of transient people going, and obviously, you know, people go there to drink, to party, to have fun, so they're really strict with their laws. So the way it works in Nevada is that if you commit a crime, depending on how many people you commit it against, that's how many charges you'll get. So, for example, there were two memorabilia dealers that he took his stuff from, their stuff from them, but because there were two of them, he was charged with two counts of everything, so he has to be sentenced on each count. However, if you look at the other people that were involved, including the guy that was waving the gun around, they all got deals and got probation. So if you compare it to them, yeah, it seems like the judge was a bit harsh with the sentence. But OJ was offered a 2 to 5 year plea deal, and he didn't take it. He had an all-white jury. It was around the time that this very controversial book, If I Did It, came out. So I think it was foolish in retrospect for him not to have taken that deal.
Should have taken a deal way back then.
Yeah, he would have been out in less than 2 years.
When the parole board is, when he's up for parole, and they're going to hear from OJ and then render a decision, do they go back and look at what transpired in the previous criminal proceeding? That do they know that there was a 2 to 5 year plea on the table and OJ chose to turn it down and take his chance with the jury and lost and got the sentence that he did? Do they look at any previous things like, oh, I don't know, when he was accused of murdering his wife in Los Angeles? Or is it purely on what he's done, how his behavior has been while he's been in prison?
The latter. It's purely upon how he's been in prison, but also they do look at his criminal record. Obviously, the 95 acquittal would not be part of that record. They do ask, and they did ask him 4 years ago when he was paroled on the first half of the charges, what was the age of his first arrest? And interestingly enough, he actually said it was 60-61, which is with the robbery conviction, and they had to correct him and say, I believe you were arrested, I think it was 45 or 46, and he had to sort of meditate on that for a minute, question it, and then sigh, almost as if he was trying to forget about it or had forgotten about it or was hoping they would forget about it.
Forget about it? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, this way his reaction was, you know, to give the age related to the robbery conviction. When they confronted him on the arrest related to the murder charges, he sort of said, are we talking about this case or something else, as if he was confused? And they said, no, we asked, what's the first age that you were arrested? And then she said, was it 45 or 46? And he said, yeah, I guess that's right, and okay. Let out this huge sigh.
Yes, I saw some of the proceedings on tape. I was unfortunately in transit when it was coming down live, but I saw it thereafter. And then heard the things that he said thereafter as well, which to me, it tells me that OJ still got issues, and I don't know how long he's going to be around to work them out. But he's lived a conflict-free life. He actually said that. And that's almost as mind-numbing as, yeah, I wasn't arrested. What do you mean I was arrested when I was 45, 46? Does he just not get it, or tried to put himself in a mindset that what's actually going on and around in the world doesn't affect him? Is he putting on one of the best acts we've ever seen? Certain things OJ does and says make me just roll my eyes and scratch my head. Do you think he's smarter than all of us, or a guy who just isn't there anymore?
Well, you have to remember he spent 9 years in a cell, so I think that could drive anybody nuts. But if you look at his parole hearing 4 years ago, he could not have put on a better presentation, and nobody paid attention to it. Basically, he was remorseful, he was humble, all he really did was talk about what he's learned, what he regrets, how people were affected. This time around, maybe it was because of all the media attention. Maybe he was excited because everybody's saying that he's going to get paroled. Or maybe he just felt like this was his opportunity to give his version of events while the whole world was watching. But he was totally different. It was a disaster. I blame the lawyer for not telling him to shut up, because when you're in those hearings, what you want to do is you want to tell that board just what they want to hear and nothing else. You don't want to make it about yourself, and you don't want to get too comfortable with them. You want to just defer to them, respect their authority, tell them how sorry you are, and basically assure them that you're not going to be a risk if you get out.
So as you were watching this, and we're talking to Amy Dash from Law News Network here on CBS Sports Radio, as you're watching it, it's kind of like watching a sporting event. You're handicapping it, you're seeing the developments, you're seeing team OJ put points on the board and take points off the board.
That's true.
You didn't think he was going to win this, did you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I did before he started opening his mouth, and then I started getting really nervous because I didn't know what the outcome would be, because there were so many denials. That's a big part of it, is they want to make sure that the person takes responsibility and realizes that what they did was wrong and why it was wrong. So when he had an opportunity to You know, he did all this rambling when they were asking him questions related to the criteria, which is, it's like a points system. But then he has an opportunity to make a statement. And when they asked him to make his official statement, his lawyer said that he wasn't going to make the statement, which really concerned me because everything he had said prior to was a disaster. Finally, at the end, they said, do you have any closing remarks, Mr. Simpson? Gave him one more chance. And that's when he sort of took responsibility and apologized. And so I think that saved him.
Yeah, it may very well happen. All right, so OJ is still right now in prison, correct?
Yeah, until October 1st when he's released.
October 1st, and then he's on probation for how long?
Oh, I don't know. It's a discretionary thing. So he'll be on, you know, he'll be under supervision for a period of time where he can't travel basically without asking permission. He probably will have restrictions such as he can't carry guns. And obviously, if he gets into trouble with the law, in any respect, no matter how small or big the offense, he could go right back to prison.
And pick up the sentence where it left off?
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be really tough for him because, you know, there are a lot of people out there that probably would like to see him back in prison. And the slightest offense, the slightest accusation could land him back in prison if it turns out that he is guilty in any respect or if he doesn't follow the guidelines of his parole.
Now, is he obligated to stay in the state of Las Vegas? I know they've been speculating that OJ would like to move back to Florida, which is where he was living before he went to prison.
Yeah.
Does he just have to request that? And then has that become his place where he has to stay and report and go to a parole officer and everything else?
Yeah, I think he'll be domiciled, as we like to say, in Florida, so he can hit the golf course and protect his assets from attachment by the Goldmans, because it's a homestead state, meaning there's an exemption. Nobody can attach where you live.
And there's also an exemption for his NFL, the money that he gets from the NFL and his retirement, that also is something that can't be attached right. So he does have money coming in to live on because of his pension with the National Football League, correct?
Yeah, and people forget he'll get Social Security, which is also protected in many respects.
Okay, but if there's anything else that he wants to do, selling memorabilia or making appearances and the like, that is something that the Goldmans could attach, correct?
They can, and if he tries to hide it, well, then that could land him back in prison. So he's going to have to be really careful.
Yeah, I would be very careful if I were OJ in that way, shape, or form. And I believe that his children live in Florida as well. I know he spoke about them at the parole hearing the other day, and TMZ's been trying to run him down and get comments from him.
Yeah, I think his son is Justin is a realtor, and people have been harassing him. I do feel bad for the kids because, you know, all the way back to the 90s when they lost their mother, it's just been really difficult that they can't live a normal life.
Does that play into, do you think it played into the parole board's decision that if a person has a family life and there is something to go to when they leave prison, that they will take that into consideration in making a decision?
Yeah, that's all considered. Basically, their support system, whether they can find a job when they get out, and how they will live. Because the idea is that if you don't have resources and you're sort of desperate for money and you don't have familial support, that you'll get back. There's a higher likelihood that you'll get into trouble again.
Do you think OJ will hop on Twitter?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I think, didn't he laid pretty low before all of this, which was only 9 years ago. I mean, there had been an ample amount of time between 95 and when he was arrested and convicted on these charges, and I didn't really hear much from him. So I think it'll probably be the same now that he's even older. He's 70 years old.
If you were to project or predict something that OJ would do, either because it's something he desperately wants to do or something desperately that he needs to do for financial purposes, reality TV, writing another book, or is he just going to go out and play golf the rest of his life? What do you think OJ's going to do?
Who knows? I mean, he's always really enjoyed the spotlight, but at the same time, it's brought him nothing but trouble. So I know, because I spoke to his best friend, so I know that he's going to do an interview at some point. I think everybody and their mother is like chasing this interview with him. But I don't know, you know, who it will be with or what will unfold after that. It's really hard to predict.
Amy, great stuff. We appreciate you coming on, sharing with us today.
Thanks.
You sound like such a nice person. And you gave us great information. But I almost don't want to talk to you because that means something else is going wrong in the world of sports, and I'm too much of a purist.
Yeah, but you know what, Jody? There's a lot we can learn from all this stuff.
That's a good way to look at it. Amy, thank
you. What you can learn from OJ is don't commit a crime if you're going to go to Las Vegas because they will lock you up forever, basically.
Yeah, and shame on OJ. He should know. What do they say about Vegas all the time? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and he had to stay in Vegas for 9 years.
Yeah, but what's really important, Jody, real quick, is that the laws are so different there. Like, for example, he was convicted on a burglary charge, right? But he actually went into that hotel room with a key. Someone let him in. So why is it burglary? Well, because their laws are so strict there that basically if you take anything and it's under a roof, you're going to be charged with burglary. So be careful if you're in Vegas because the laws are very, very different.
I'll make sure that when I go to Vegas, I stay in the horse betting book, and I won't go anywhere else, and I'll either rip up my tickets or cash my tickets and get the heck out of there.
Yeah, and dress like a librarian, too, while you're at it.
That helps. Amy, good stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Thank you very much.
Bye.
My pleasure. Amy Dash from Law News Network giving us some OJ details here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.